And so, my brothers and sisters, we have begun Holy Week, the most sacred time of our church year. Notice I said sacred time, not chronological. We aren't just celebrating past events that really don't affect our lives. Instead, we are reliving living events that do touch our lives. So today, with Palm Sunday, you and I have welcomed our Lord into Jerusalem. We have said, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. But now we begin the rest of the week. We've read the Passion, and the Passion gives us an overview for these different living realities that affect us. Every time I read the Passion, though, whether I hear the words, crucify him, let him be crucified, or whether I have to say those words myself, they make me cringe. I don't like hearing those words. I don't like speaking those words. I would love to say, I would never say those words. Much easier to pretend like I'm just an actor playing a part. The reality is, though, my brothers and sisters, those are our words. Yes, we have said, crucify him, each time we have sinned. St. Matthew emphasizes that point. St. Matthew's Gospel Passion is just slightly different. Yes, each Passion account has a lot of the same details, but each one has something interesting. And so St. Matthew has the chief priests and the others saying, let his blood be upon us. Well, isn't that an indictment for all of us? Because, as the Catechism so clearly states, Christ is crucified for our sins. Sinners are the authors and ministers of all the suffering that our Lord endured. Our sins made Christ suffer the torment of the cross. Each time we sin, we insult, mock, spit upon, scourge, and crucify our Lord anew in our hearts and hold him in contempt. St. Francis of Assisi likewise said, demons did not crucify him. It is you who have crucified him, and crucify him still when you delight in your vices and sins. That is living reality. This week, I was in second grade over at our grade school for my little weekly session, and I asked the kids, I said, why did Jesus die on the cross? And little Connor raised his hand, and he said, Jesus died on the cross to forgive our sins and to open the gates of heaven. Right answer, to forgive our sins. But if that's true, our sins crucify him again in our heart. Yet, the other part of the answer is also important. He died to open the gates of heaven. And there we remember, especially this Holy Week, that God has poured forth and pours forth his love to each one of us. God so loved us, he gave us our Savior. He gave us Jesus, not only to reveal God's truth and love to us, but to offer that sacrifice for our sins. Yes, Christ died for our sins and poured forth God's love. God doesn't want us to be lost, to be estranged, to be damned to hell. God wants us to live in his love. This is the reality that we celebrate this Holy Week. And so, my brothers and sisters, all I can ask you to do is make this week holy. Don't make it a chronological week, because you and I know, before we know it, next Sunday we'll be here. Make this a sacred week of sacred time, meaning put yourselves into the mystery of Christ. I know Loudoun County schools are now off. The temptation would be go hither and thither. Come here. Why not come to daily Mass Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday? Take that time to pray. Be here for Holy Thursday, Good Friday, and of course Easter. Where else would we want to be if not here with our Lord, living
these events. Have you gone to confession this Lent? If not, ask yourself why. Don't you need a Savior? I do. I sincerely have gone to confession, and I hope you have too. Who of us would say, well, we don't need to confess any sins? If so, then we don't need Jesus. Then it's all a mockery, isn't it? But all of us here should have taken the time to repent, to seek forgiveness, so that our Lord can truly embrace us with His love. And then, of course, we could do other things, perhaps read the Passion accounts, or maybe watch that great film, Jesus of Nazareth, or the film, The Passion of the Christ. That would be wonderful to do. We could say the Rosary, so many events. But it all leads up to Easter. What we do this week will really determine how we celebrate next Sunday. If we take time to make this time sacred, then we will know the love and the joy that Christ has given to us that first Easter and this Easter too. May God bless you.